Hi everyone, thank you for joining us for our Virtual Design Day poster presentation. I'm Erin Hagen, and I'm joined with Matthew Budai. Today we are going to tell you a little bit about our capstone project, nuclear-powered carbon capture and water electrolysis for gasoline production using Fischer-Tropsch. Basically, our process is a method of creating fuel from pollution. Our plant is located near San Marcos, Texas, because of the prevalence of cement factories in the area, which are used as the source of pollution. The map on the left-hand side illustrates San Marcos, with the green circles representing the CO2 emissions from cement industries in the area. Each year, we would take 1.4 million tons of CO2 pollution, and the surplus of CO2 sources in the area would allow us to one day expand that number. The process results in a production of over 400,000 tons of hydrocarbon product per year, and it's entirely nuclear-powered by our industry sponsor, Terrestrial Energy.
In the bottom left-hand corner of the poster, we have the plant layout. We analyze wind patterns in the area and put all high-risk pieces of equipment, such as reactors, downwind of offices or control rooms for safety reasons. A fire lane has been installed along the south and east sides of the plant to allow for emergency crew and equipment to access any part of the plant during an emergency.
So how does our process work? Well, it starts off with our sponsor's Integral Molten Salt Nuclear Reactor. It powers and heats the entire plant and also provides the steam for the high-temperature electrolysis of steam. This HTES process is to produce pure hydrogen to send to the reverse water gas shift and Fischer-Tropsch reactors, and pure oxygen to be sold. As I had mentioned earlier, the carbon dioxide required for our process comes from the flue gas from a cement plant. This feed is sent to our amine absorption section, where a 30% monoethanol amine solution absorbs the CO2 from the flue gas and is subsequently stripped from the amines in a distillation column. This almost pure carbon dioxide is mixed with the hydrogen from the electrolysis section and reduced to form carbon monoxide using the reverse water gas shift reaction shown. Unreacted carbon dioxide is separated using pressure swing adsorption columns and is then recycled. The rest continues to our Fischer-Tropsch section, where it is mixed with even more hydrogen. It reacts according to the reaction shown to produce hydrocarbon chains of varying length. A three-phase separator is then used to split the reactor outputs into water to be recycled, light gases like hydrogen and short hydrocarbon chains to be recycled, and our desired product, long hydrocarbon chains, to be sold.
As seen in the top right-hand corner, the economics of this project can be broken down into the CapEx and the OpEx. So from the CapEx, the main piece of equipment is the carbon monoxide compressor. It compresses 182 tons per hour from 1 bar to 20 bar, so it'll be quite expensive due to its size. The next most expensive are the heat exchangers. These are used throughout to cool down reactor outlets using low temperature steam, which is then heated and recycled to the nuclear reactor for power generation. From the OpEx, you can see that we have a very large utility cost. The utilities account for 87.4% of the entire OpEx. Of the entire utilities, 77.4% of that comes from hydrogen. The price of hydrogen is $1,500 per ton to produce from the high temperature electrolysis of steam. We do, however, receive a tax break of $50 per ton of CO2 captured. The price of crude is sold low based on the quality of the product. Our product won't be sour and will also be a midstream product, so little distillation is required compared to normal crude. To receive a real price will require more contact with consumers to get a better price point. Our final product will cost 60 cents per liter to produce. The current net present worth of this project is negative, with a break-even point of $105 per barrel of crude. However, with a more specific price for our product and cheaper hydrogen costs, which are projected to be down to $1,000 per ton in years to come, the economics will improve greatly.
This project has an overall positive impact on the environment. We are taking almost 6 million tons of flue gas from a cement plant every year that would have otherwise gone straight into the atmosphere. From that, we extract the 1.4 million tons of CO2 required to make our product. The remaining flue gas, which is mostly nitrogen and water, is then released to the atmosphere. Treated water and flared light hydrocarbons are also emitted from our process as waste streams. Lastly, our process is completely powered by Terrestrial Energy's nuclear reactor, eliminating the dependence on burning fossil fuels.
There are a few acknowledgments we'd like to make. Firstly, we're very thankful for the amazing support from our project liaisons from Terrestrial Energy. These include Mr. Cannon Bryan, Mr. John Kutch, and Mr. Lindsay Dempsey. We'd also like to thank Chibi professors and instructors for their support over the course of the year, especially Dr. Jonathan Verrett, Dr. Dusko Pozarek, and Mr. Sergio Beretta. We'd like to thank you all for listening to our poster presentation on nuclear-powered gasoline production, and we'd like to wish you all a very wonderful day.